Hi, and welcome to Legal Easy. I'm Diane Tiveron, Managing Attorney here at Hogan Willig, and we have back with us again Linda Greer. She's the Supervising Attorney with our Estate Planning Group, and we're here to talk today about choosing an agent or a healthcare proxy, the folks that are going to make decisions for you during your lifetime if you are unable to make those decisions yourself. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
You certainly meet with a lot of clients, and one of the things that you talk to them about is making out a power of attorney, which designates who makes your financial decisions for you if you cannot act, or a healthcare proxy so that you can designate who will make your healthcare decisions for you if you cannot act. What are your suggestions to clients in terms of who they should choose?
Normally what I tell people to do is to really sit down and think about the family members that they're close to. You want to pick an individual who's going to be able to make decisions in a logical and calm manner, because these are obviously coming at difficult times when people are under a lot of stress and dealing with some emotional issues there. So you want to pick somebody who's going to be logical and good with follow through, because this person's going to have to be dealing with your medical providers and possibly taking instructions from one provider to another. So we want to pick somebody who's going to be detail oriented, logical, and not necessarily the eldest of the group. That is oftentimes a conversation that we have with families, is mom or dad might think that maybe they have to pick the eldest child, and that's not always the case. You're going to want to pick the person who's going to do the job well for you.
And I know that those are decisions that are best made when people are calm and not in an emergency situation, so it's good to think about those things ahead of time. So what do you do with a client who comes into you and says, you know, I have two adult children, two great candidates to help me with this. I have my, my responsible, level-headed child out in California, and I have my other child who is probably not as level-headed, a little bit more scattered, but lives locally here close to me. What is the and you have the client who's asking, how do you make that choice? Who's the best person under that circumstance?
Well, the good news is today's day and age, distance doesn't really make that much of a difference. People are accessible nowadays by cell phone, by email, texting, facsimile. So distance is not an issue. So if the person happens to be at a distance, but they are the best choice because they're the logical, good follow-through, detail-oriented individual, that's who I would choose. So you go with who's the best person, not necessarily where their locality is.
Okay, so geography is not the sole defining issue in terms of who to choose.
Certainly not in today's world any longer.
Great. That is at least one good thing about today's world. What about the client who comes to you and for a lot of different reasons just has no one available to them? Either they have no family or have outlived all of their other family, or maybe there's just not a good adult child or sibling that makes sense as far as a proxy. What is your best advice to them?
For those individuals, that does come up occasionally. For those individuals, I would suggest that they think about the group of trusted advisors that they have that they work with. So this could be a financial advisor, it could be an attorney, it could be a CPA. Somebody that they have a good professional working relationship with, perhaps they could reach out to that person and ask for that individual to assist them with these types of decision-making situations. If you are going to be picking somebody in that situation, I would recommend having a sit-down where you sort of go through an interview discussion back and forth about, if this happens, what would you want? If these types of things come up in the future with my medical providers, these are the instructions I would like you to follow. I've had to be in that situation in the past where I've made decisions, I've been asked to make decisions for a person who was a client and not a family member, and you definitely want to have gotten your instructions from that individual, from that client directly, so that you're not making those decisions without their input.
Right. There's not things that you would know by virtue of being a family member.
Correct.
Or a close friend or anything like that.
Correct.
So it's good to download that information.
Correct.
To whoever you're going to choose.
Correct.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks for talking to us today, Linda.